This is Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rome.
Praise God. It is another beautiful day. I thank you for tuning in to Global Air Force Radio. Question, what happens when you take a Louisiana roughneck and you turn him into a missionary? I wonder. Another question. Can you pray for your pets, your dog, your cat, and see them healed? Well, we're going to address that today and other things, so stay tuned for a wild and wonderful ride with David Hogan as he's teaching in Salisbury, Australia. Here he is, David Hogan.
God cares about what you care about. And he likes to show you that. He likes to impress you, but he needs assurance in your heart. Assurance needs to rise in your spirit. Confirmation, title deed, is who God is to you. Are you hearing me? I got something for you also. It's a brand new verse. You're going to enjoy this, man. Hebrews chapter 11, if you will, go there. It's in the Amplified Bible. How's it going? Y'all doing all right? But really, I'm the best grandpa in the world. Hebrews chapter 11, in verse 1. What does it say? Is it up there yet? Now faith. You know, I'm in all the continents now. I get to go around preaching all these important places and not important places and known places and mainly not known places. And I like it a lot. And I get to see what's happening out there. And this is what I know about what's happening. The assurance is gone. There's plenty of religion. Plenty of prosperity, plenty of nice things, but there's no power. So, I made a decision. I want the power. And when I made the decision to want the power, I got the power, and God gave me a bunch of nice stuff. Like bird dogs, my little granddaughter. It's nice. To walk in the Holy Ghost, in the fire of God. I'm going to tell you a story, because I want to build assurance. That's what I do, is I build assurance in people. I believe that everybody that loves Jesus can do what Jesus said. I don't believe that. Now, I'm going to explain this to you. I teach our people in Mexico. The moment, I'm talking about idolatrous, witch-believing devils, the moment they get born again, the moment, they say, I believe Jesus is King. That moment, you can do anything God has. That's what I believe. Amen. I believe the blood of Jesus is so powerful that nothing can resist it. There is no power, there is no set up kingdom, there is no awful or awesome, satisfactory or dissatisfactory thing that can stop the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Come on now.
That's what I believe. Jesus is King. Jesus is King. I get, my son-in-law can tell you, I get thousands of invitations. To go places. I don't know anybody. I don't know. Most of these people that want me to come places, I don't know them. I mean, you really have to listen to the Holy Ghost. You get yourself into trouble. And these people sent me a thing on the email. And we need you, Brother David. And that's all it said. I sent back a thing. I said, that's fine. Where are you? Who are you? What do you want? All right. It was some Arapaho Indians in Montana on a reservation in the United States of America. You know, and they're not famous. They are a defeated people. They're an abused people. They have no rights. They're living in these camps in the United States, basically prisons, and the government pays them to shut up. And they pay them quite substantially. I'd shut up myself. If government paid me much as they get, I'd keep my mouth shut also. I probably would be a fighter. You're probably right. All right, so here's how it went. I didn't know what I was getting into. I do know it's controversial to mess with these people. But I do know that every European that's ever gone around the world is a liar. Every nation you've ever touched, you've destroyed. You killed and raped and maimed and stole. And I disagree with you. How about that? Is that clear enough? And I don't like it that these people are all over the planet in such a modern society, and you live in such an awesome world, but they have to be in prison. That bothers me pretty bad. I think all men are equal and should be treated that way. And free. That's what I believe. That's what God believes. So I go up there, I'm not knowing what I'm getting into, and these Arapaho chiefs, the only question they asked was, is he a white guy? And they go, the people that's trying to get me to come up there, they go, yeah, he is a white guy. Well, then he can't come on our property. And they say, well, but he's spent the last 40 years working with tribal people in Mexico. And they ask him, what tribe? And they told him the Aztecs, which is, that's truth. I work mainly with Aztecs. And the Arapaho said, he works with Aztecs? Yeah, then he's welcome here. And what I found out whenever I got there, that the Shoshone tribe is broken up into two groups, Shoshone and Arapaho, and both of them are from the Aztec kingdom. They are descendants directly from the people I work with in Mexico. Because their kingdom had been pushed all the way up almost to the Canadian border. And these people somehow got severed from the main tribe. And this is a remnant of the same people I work with in Mexico. Weird, huh? It was to me. I mean, I was talking to them, and our language is close to theirs. Lots of words were exactly the same. Okay, so I get there, and they gave me this. It was a hall bigger than this. They said, he don't pay. Y'all are not going to rent anything from us. He don't pay. So I go up in there, you know, and I'm blessed by all of this turn of events and how things work out. But now these are weird people. They heard some tapes to some things I talk about because my son, when he was their age, had a dog. And I talk about that dog. That thing, my boy loved that dog. And I talk about that dog. That dog, I hated that dog. I hated that thing. Oh, and he didn't like me at all. And so we got along in that respect. We hated each other. Finally, this stupid dog got away from my son and went out into the real world where the other dogs were that didn't like stupid dogs either. And they took this thing down. I was going, yes. And my son comes and he's crying, Daddy, my God, we'll get you another dog. I don't want another. Y'all know the story, how it goes. Yeah, but you know, you get past him and we'll get a better dog. No, Daddy, you're going to pray and you're going to pray and God's going to bring me my dog back. And I looked at him, no, that's not how it's going to go. But you can't reason with a kid that's in love with a dog. There ain't no... See, this is how you're supposed to be with Jesus. You got to understand the kind of love God's expecting out of us is unconditional. He didn't see stupid. He saw awesome. So, you know, about a week later, this stupid thing is at the gate, and it woke me up crying. So I go out there, and there he is. He's cut up. My Lord, them dogs chewed that, and I was so happy. I looked at him. I said, he ain't going to live. Thank you, God. One of his eyes was gone. The other one was smushed. I mean, it was, poor dog was beat up pretty bad. And I was going, yes. So I went and got the boy, and he comes out, and this dog is bloody, cut up, sliced up, man, and he reaches and gets that thing and is kissing it, and I'm going, dude, God. But you see, I just don't get that love, see? And then he brings it straight up to my office, you know, and I'm up there trying to, you know, be holy, you know, seek God. And he's sitting there and he's looking at me with this bleeding dog, and he tells me, fix him. I said, I will not.
He right then said,
but you can.
Big old tears running down his face, and that did touch me, I have to admit.
But not enough to keep the stupid dog.
I have thought this out. I want this dog off the property.
And he's going, God, I love you. And I love my daddy. And I love my dog. Heal my dog. And then he put the dog down. He's good. And he turned around and told the dog, come on. And they walked off. You know, and I think, you know, this ain't going to last. You know, thank you. He's going to have to learn how to put up with loss. And this is good for you as a human to not get your way all the time. And a few days go by, and I ain't thought about that dumb dog. I'm out doing my thing. And I notice him, he's really bright. He's just exceptionally bouncy, my son. You can ask him, he's not a bouncy, he don't carry pom-poms. You know, he's like his mama. My wife is just serious, and he's like her. But I noticed him exceptionally bright, you know, and I go to him, what's Matthew? Daddy, thank you. For what? My dog. I said, what? Go at that dumb thing. He went and brought that dog up there, y'all. That thing is not only healed, it's got a new eye. I mean, God superseded me. God trumped me. And he healed that dog. Well, these people up there in Montana heard about that. And they brought these animals in that service. And I'm looking at all these dogs and stuff in there. I'm thinking, there's a lot of blind people in here that need dogs. You know?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And I had enough of it. And I walk over there to that one lady who had this big dog, and he's... When I walked over there close to her, he got up. And I said, is he going to attack me? No, not unless you touch me. Well, I'm not going to touch you. I just want to know what's he doing in here. Well, he's got heart trouble and, you know, and I'm like, he's a dog. He don't need to be in here. He needs to be in the yard. Dog's yard, not house. She said, that's not going to happen. What's going to happen is you're going to lay your hands on him and my dog's going to be healed. And you know what? There were like three or four dogs in there and all of them got healed. It's just, there's this thing God, I don't know, he just teaches you lessons. Now faith is assured. You hearing me? God cares about what you care about. And he likes to show you that. He likes to impress you. But he needs assurance in your heart. Assurance needs to rise in your spirit. Confirmation, title deed is who God is to you. Are you hearing me? Now they brought in the middle of all that thing, these Arapaho people. They bring down this guy in a wheelchair, and they're used to my color people throwing money at things just to try to fix it, believing that's the satisfactory answer. And they come down there, and this guy's got stage 4 cancer, and he hadn't been out of that chair in, I don't know, 6 or 8 months. They have to move him around, and he's just, I'm telling y'all, he's just a rail. He just bones with skin drooped over it. He was really horrible looking, this fella. And he says, he's over there, and he's a big old Arapaho fella, and he's really in lots of pain because of the cancers. And he says to me, "You work with my people in Mexico?" I said, "I do. And I do a good job." He said, "Then you can help me." And I look at him. He's given me permission to not let him die. So I took the Velcro, took him loose, picked him up out of there. And he's so frail. He's so hurt and wounded and has lived a horrible life and just a miserable life on a reservation. And he has no hope. Guess who does? Me. Because I'm a believer. And I personally don't give a rat. And we'll stop right there. About how difficult your situation is, was, and could be. God is fixing to change it. And the reason I know this is because I just had an encounter, because I just looked you in the eye. That's how I know God wants your world changed, because we just interchanged sight. That means God wants you fixed. You're here. He was there. The reason is not happenstance. It's on purpose. And it doesn't matter to me what got it to come to that point. It matters that I understand the point. The point of our encounter is for God to change us. And so I carried him around for a while, emaciated, horrible, lives in a piece of junk shed out there in the United States. I don't agree with this stuff. Man. I went back over there, put him back in his deal, and nothing happened. He was the same, as far as I could see. But see, what you see is not how it is spiritually. It's how God sees is how it is spiritually. Those are different. That's why I cannot let you believe what you're seeing. If you see yourself in the mirror, everybody does every day, you look in that mirror, you say, "Wow, that's the best looking human I've ever seen." And the mirror says, "You're not kidding." The smartest, the brightest, that's who you see in the mirror. That's not who we see. And God sees you as his son, as a victorious, awesome, healed, blessed, filled human being in the name of Jesus. Now, I left that place, went to another one. That's all I do. I just around the planet, just speaking life into people, just touching them. And my life is so impersonal. You see me not looking. It doesn't matter. My responsibility is this right here. It's not all this secular socialism that you call relationship. That is as fake and as false as high as you can jump. Jesus is king.
God wants reality in your spirit. He wants assurance in your spirit. He wants confirmation in your spirit. He wants you to understand that he gave you the title deed. Put that back up there. The amplified deal. Put it back up there. I want to show you something here. Yeah, look, read on down there. The things we hope for being proof. See the faith, the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed, the hope, the proof, the conviction. There's no doubt in any of your minds that I don't have conviction. I have conviction. I believe I'm right. You need the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. That needs to be your goal. That needs to be your avenue. Don't go anywhere else. Stay on the trail of the Holy Ghost. Make it definite. Make it plain and stay with it. And this fella is sitting in that shanty, shambles, with a big fat, you know, check that all he's going to do is buy whiskey with. Because you keep people drunk, you keep people dominated. All right. He's in that shambles, that little place of his, dying. His family's there waiting on him to die because he's at the end. And what happens is a light comes in the middle of the night and wakes everybody up, a bright light. And he goes to screaming as fire burns him. Burn the cancer out of his body. And he was healed. Now, ain't no government can fix that. There ain't no money can do that. You don't know somebody that you're trying to chum up against to get them to notice you, to give you something that can do that. This comes from the Holy Ghost. This comes from assurance. This comes from conviction. This comes from title deed. I'm serious. You can see it's on me. I can't get away from it. This is real, y'all. This thing is right. The church has gone so far away from square one, it don't even know. It don't even understand what it's doing anymore. The leadership is so lost. We got to come back to Jesus, man. Just simple, square one, faith. All right. Now, there's you can't just believe it means everybody's sitting here. But it really means, does it? You read that out of a book somewhere. And you believe that over this? I'm not the twit. I'm just what he called me earlier. When he said that, I look at him. That's me. And I enjoy that. You know, people tell me, man, you're 62 years old. When are you going to calm down? I thought about that, actually. I don't see any date in mind. I don't have one in mind. If I got strength, I'm going berserk. Everyone who believes, adheres to, and trusts, and relies on the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, is born again child of God. That is an explanation of what I am. I adhere to, I trust in, I rely on, I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead. I believe they slaughtered him and it was for me they did it. It was for me that he did those things. And I believe it. And now this belief helps lots of people. Let's keep going. Verse 2. It says now, by this we've come to recognize, to know and understand that we love the children of God. This thing, you get so beyond trinkets. In the beginning, you live so many years without it, but then all of a sudden you wake up. It's never been God's fault that I don't have this stuff. It's always been my fault. Because you're such a bunch of baby liars. All of us are. We just don't say the truth. Every person we meet, we assess them before we get to them, and we speak to them as we think they want to hear us speak. How about let's relax that? And if we don't have anything to say, just look blank until heaven speaks and let truth flow. Let love flow. Let mercy flow. Let anointing flow. Let goodness. This is God's attributes. God's character.
So let's keep on going. Because I can talk till the ninth, and then I got to go get my phone.
We need God to touch us. We need to go to Him. I double dog dare you to go to God and say, what are your orders? You know what? He's going to give you something. And you're going to go, no, let's change them to something else. So this is why you don't go get orders, because you don't want them. Well, I do. I want orders. I want charges. When we keep His ordinances and are mindful of His precepts and teachings, the true love of God is this, that we do His, watch this, commands. These are terms that's not talked about anymore. Your world stays away from that. You want to be politically correct. You don't want to offend anyone. God offends everyone because He's an or else God. This is Jesus. This is who Jesus is to you.
That's right.
This is who Jesus is to you.
That's right.
This is who Jesus is to you. You are victorious. You don't have to live in degraded atmosphere. You live in premium atmosphere because of mercy.
David Houghton as he's teaching in Salisbury, Australia. Global Air Force wants you. Be a part of the Global Air Force Radio Ministry. Please go to our website at www.globalairforce.net. That's www.globalairforce.net.
Thank you for tuning into Global Air Force. I'm Jim Rome. Would you like to be part of this ministry, this radio ministry, and share these type of messages? I don't think these messages are heard anywhere else on secular radio where we reach a new audience. So be a part. Our mailing address, Jim Rome, Post Office Box 234, Duquesne, Pennsylvania, 15110. Our mailing address again, Jim Rome, Post Office Box 234, Duquesne, Pennsylvania, 15110.
Whoa, there was a woman in the Bible days. She had been sick so very long. But she heard that Jesus was passing by, so she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of His garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh, and oh, His garment, I know I'll be made whole. And whoa, she spent her money here and there until she had no more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched Him, the Savior didn't see. Still He turned around and cried, somebody touch me. She said, it was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying, oh.
Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force.